All right, let me jump on into my opening monologue, and I'll just remind you guys that Southern Immediate Care is indeed the sponsor of the Daily Right Side Way monologue. They're an amazing clinic, set of clinics, a chain of them that runs across North Alabama, places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. Southern Immediate Care opens 7 days a week in all their locations. We'll see all ages. And folks, I'm just telling you, they are great, and they are the sponsors daily of the Right Side Way monologue. So I hope you all had an amazing Easter weekend. I do. Time with family, beautiful spring weather. It was beautiful, beautiful spring weather, Easter eggs and candy, and worshiping the God who brought us the Day of Days. Now I'm going to lead off with this thought. Think about this. The most inclusive, yes, I just used that word, the most inclusive of all days in the history of all days is Easter. That's the day when God proved that so loved he the world that he gave us his son. Think about it. So loved he the world. I mean, having something meaningful, sacrificial, and life-changing that is literally for every single person in the world is about as inclusive as you can get. But the Biden administration apparently didn't see it that way. So this past weekend, in a move that strikes me as either absolutely indifferent and tone-deaf, or belligerently offensive, or maybe both, the Biden administration held the annual Easter egg roll at the White House, but they banned any and all religious symbols. No religious symbols at all. Kids were told not to decorate their Easter eggs with symbols of the cross or other such non-inclusive Christian symbology. Yeah, they had to keep it inclusive. Never mind that it's the Easter egg roll. But then he went one step further. In a move that drew reactions from all corners of the globe, President Biden issued a decree naming the most holy day in all of Christianity, the day when we celebrate life through our risen Savior. He named Easter Sunday as the Transgender Day of Visibility. What? Yeah. Visibility. What does that even mean? And why set it for the same day as the most holy day of Christianity? In what seems to be the most confrontationally insensitive move, the so-called leader of the free world, a world which by some accounts has an estimated 2.4 billion followers of Christ, that's like 31% of the world, while the rest of the world has less than 1% who call themselves transgender, the leader of the free world chose to co-opt the day by labeling it to recognize the outcome of a mental illness and not the joy of the vast majority. It was offensive. It was indifferent. It was outrageous, and it shouldn't have happened. But it did. And now we get to see it endlessly looped on our social media, touted in the liberal press, called out by progressive politicians who need just one more virtue signal on their record. But think about this. What visibility do they actually need? I mean, if anything, it would appear that the less than 1% crowd is overplaying their visibility. I mean, how many days can we dedicate to the never-ending trumpet blast of the LGBTQ2IA+ acronym crowd? There's already the entire month of June dedicated to Pride Month. You know, when we get to see constant barrages of gay programming on TV, rainbow flags in libraries, shaving commercials teaching prepubescent trans boys how to shave closely, Dylan Mulvaney on the beer cans, HIV awareness public service ads celebrating the joys of living carefree with AIDS. A whole month. Oh, but wait. There's also that whole week in February dedicated to something called the Aromantic Spectrum Awareness Week. Yeah, look that one up if you dare. And then there's April. April, filled with the International Asexuality Day, the International Day Opposing Homophobia, the Lesbian Visibility Day, and something called the Day of Silence, which is probably not going to be silent enough. Not to be outdone, by the way, the month of May is replete with Agender Pride Day, Harvey Milk Day, Pansexual and Panromantic Awareness Day, and the much-vaunted International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, and Transphobia. Okay. But then, aside from all that, there's the whole of June being the aforementioned Pride Month, which also, by the way, contains Stonewall Day. Stonewall Day, in which celebration is made of gay riots in Greenwich Village. Yay! Then we hit July, with International Non-Binary People Day and International Drag Day, which is sure to come to a library near you. But wait, I'm not done. Apparently, the gay community does not care for August because we skip forward to September to find Bisexual Awareness Week. A whole week, mixed with Celebrate Bisexuality Day. Wow. Then it gets really big when the whole month of October is now claimed for LGBTQ History Month, including days dedicated for International Lesbians, National Coming Out Day, Gender Fluid Visibility Day, International Pronoun Day, something called Spirit Day, and a whole week dedicated to asexual awareness. And then we hit November. November, which is Trans Awareness Month, including Transparent Day, Intersex Day of Remembrance, the Trans Day of Remembrance, and, oh yeah, the Transgender Awareness Week. No less than 148 days, or 40% of the whole year, dedicated to making sure that the world of sexual acronyms is in your face. So then, what exactly is Trans Visibility Day? I mean, does Biden even know? He doesn't. He has no clue. Neither do we. For that matter, neither do the folks that demanded one more day be added to our calendar of special days to cheer for mental illness. I mean, what do they know? What could they not miss? What was beyond evident? Is there something else that needs to be visible? Is it that they know that it would be offensive to Christians to label the most holy day in which we celebrate life and life to the fullest with a dedication to a false god? It's very obvious. It's all the more so when you consider that the indifference of Biden was met with silence from the same crowd that demands their version of inclusivity. I mean, listen, it would have been really easy, think about this, really easy for someone at the Human Rights Campaign or GLSEN or Code Pink or the Southern Poverty Law Center or any one of the other screaming liberal groups to have simply said, excuse me, Mr. President, we appreciate what you're trying to do, but please don't issue the proclamation on the same day as Easter. We already know that Christianity doesn't agree with our lifestyle. We don't want to fan the flames. But they didn't. Instead, they exulted. They rejoiced. They mocked. They paraded. Progressives hung rainbow flags on church buildings, and somebody burned a trailer full of Bibles in front of a Tennessee church. They don't want visibility, y'all. They want us, Christians and conservatives, Americans with traditional values, people who don't, you know, wear their sex lives like a badge. They want the vast majority of us to be invisible. But we're not. There are, in fact, more of us than there are of them, and I know this to be true. They can change the label on the calendar, but they cannot change the meaning of the day. They can call it what they want and celebrate their lifestyle instead of accepting new life, but it does not change things. In the end, they were already visible to a living God who created that day of days to be the most inclusive day ever. A day for everyone. A day in which no one will be turned away if they will just believe. So yeah, they can have the calendar, but they can't have the day. God will not be mocked, no matter how hard they try. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, there you have it. I mean, like 148 days throughout the calendar year that are designed in some way to proclaim and celebrate some form of mental illness through one of the acronyms that makes up the LGBTQ2IA plus yada 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 community. They are the less than 1%. But for some reason, the president of the free world decided to give them our Easter. They didn't get it. We still worshiped. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.